Senator Lundberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for your answer. Another question on another subject, in a sense. Carbon dioxide is seen as a greenhouse gas that that needs to be controlled by many. Do you personally believe that this that's an established scientific fact, or is it still a theory that is that has two sides to the discussion as to whether CO2, more specifically anthropogenic CO2, is is the problem that must be cured at, you know, virtually any cost?
Dr. Urbina.
Madam Chair. Yeah, Senator, I personally believe that there are lots of things that contribute to our air pollution. Well, I do believe that ozone, nitrous oxide, emissions, are all, particulate matter, are all a part of that equation. So I do think that that's part of our responsibility as the state agency that regulates that and carrying out the EPA standards, as well as how we look at mobile as well as stationary sources. So I do believe in that, personally.
Senator Lundberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Forgive me, I think I misphrased the question. It's not ozone that I was referring to, or the, you know, the contributing factors to air pollution, but it's carbon dioxide, which is attributed by some to be creating a global climate change that must be corrected. There are others who would say, well, slow down. We're getting the policy ahead of the science. And my question is really posed to you as a scientist. Do you consider this to be a decided, or have we come to that conclusion? Is this hard science, or is this theory that we're dealing with right now with respect to CO2 driving climate change that must be, you know, global warming that must be cured?
Madam Chair.
Dr. Urbina.
Senator, I believe it's one of the components of climate change.
Madam Chair, one follow-up question.
Senator Lundberg.
Because I'm still not really getting to it. The Department of Health's current policy is we must limit CO2 in order to cure, you know, perceived changes in the climate that are man-made. It's your personal view that that's appropriate, that it should be one of the high priorities for the Health Department.
Dr. Urbina.
Madam Chair. Senator, I can't put a... I don't mean to be evasive in answering your question. I think there are lots of components to air pollution. CO2 is one of them. And I can't measure it in terms of percentages, but I think we have to look at the state as well as the federal government to look at all of those components to reduce the amount of pollutants in our air. And that's why I answered your question earlier. I apologize if I misunderstood your question.